Good morning, Rabbi Isai. Lili Nishmasi Mimi Rossi Rusmas Mordechai. L'schus B'ni Akiva Simcha Ben Feiga. Rebelli, thank you for everything you do. My Gajbor, thank you to invent you. I believe this story is told by Rameh Shapiro, the one who is Miyasid, the Daf Yoimi. When Rameh Shapiro returned from fundraising trip in America, he looked depressed. They asked, what's wrong? He said, here in Europe, we kiss the Torah with our mouths and give tzedakah with our hands. In America, they kiss the Torah with their hands and give tzedakah with their mouths. The famous lie. Mordechai Werther, Brooklyn, New York. You don't have to read this part out loud. Thanks a million for the shiur available. Your way of delivering the shiur, pure simchat shards, clarity, Avi's mission. And he says, Giha the rabbi mekameh the patach l'rabbanon omar milsa de b'dichusa. Regarding reading aloud the letters and showing pictures puts a smile on our faces. The simcha stays all day. Pikudi Hashem Yisharim Sam Chilev Shmuel B. Borough Park. This is a long one. I have to read it through here. I cried when you cried. Da 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 da. So I'll divulge. In my late teens and 20s, I'm now almost 30. I didn't learn or put on tefillin for some time. I was attracted to Sir Rabbanim. After seeing people advocate for the shiur, I mustered the courage. Da-da-da-da. It's sometimes challenging to keep up with the learning. But thankfully, no one has ever bothered me. Sometimes you just ignore that guy. Don't worry about it. Covers my phone in the conference room at the hedge fund I used to work at. Empty law school room classroom. NYU. Psh, a lawyer from NYU at a firm. So, bottom line is, he was the only one. Five from lawyers out of 1,000. Thank you. My pleasure. If the need ever arises, I'm happy to provide legal services pro bono as needed. Either way, Tiskel Mitzvahs, Shmuley Borstein. Morgan Stanley, all these professionals. Michael Mandelstam, Vice President. Morgan Stanley. Whew. This is my third cycle Daf Yoimi. This past year, I started giving the Daf on Shabbos and Yontif. A guy in my shir kept telling me that I had to, in capital, had to start watching his shir. Once I watched the first time, I realized why. Every time a good joke or story pops into my head while I'm giving the daf, I simply can't control myself and feel the need to stop the shit to tell a joke or story and then struggle to find where we're up to in the daf. Now I know why you want me to watch your shiur. I guess we're similar in that respect, and there's hope. Everybody has different reasons why they watch. It reminds him of the time, not the content, but the time that he thinks about a joke and he doesn't know where he's holding. Schmack. In all seriousness, I love your shiur. In all seriousness, I love your shiur. I'm being there to stroll for a few days and hope to come to the shiur on the Shabbos. Please save me a seat right over here. Shalom Aleichem. What's your name? Ari Ben Mergi, the brother, the older brother. You got the aliyah yesterday. Shkoyach. Usher Lang sent me a picture the other day of his father. This is from a while ago. This mom is from 2 weeks ago. November 3rd. Wow. More than that. Okay. I've gone to the last 5 Sima Shas, but never was able to personally learn the daf. I ended up bowing out after a month. A good friend of mine asked me about a year ago. Oh, this is the father. Kidney transplant. Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Siyata Shemayim, started learning daf. And Baruch Hashem joined the Shirim Shul. Okay. All daf. Technique. You said daily come to life is amazing. Officially Shir. I received the Gemara Shana. Usher Lang. Givaldic. What else? Oh, this is from OU, the tzaddik from the OU, Mati Grunberg, OU user. So he says he's at his cardiologist, Dr. Meyer Avitan, and he said that he's addicted to Rebelli's daf, even though he's very, very busy during the day. And Kitzer, since he took the liberty to write the email for the doctor who has no time, he's very busy, interventional cardiologist, 25 minutes to work, 25 is back. Mati Grunberg. Okay, Rabbi Isai, big news. Who? No, Avada, we said hello to them. Yeah. From Mesechus Krisus. From Mesechus Krisus. What's your first name? Isaac Zafir, right? From Mesechus Krisus. Unbelievable.
We should do a show of hands. How many guests do we have here?
How many guests do we have here in the Mesmerish today? Anybody? Oh, what's your name? Who? Daniel Katz. So, and you two brothers.
That guy over there.
Yeah, that guy I said hello to. Oh, that guy. What's your name? Yaakov Bauman. So is that six guests? Psh, we need more seats here. You guys, Nachum, you're going to have to give up your seat from now on. This is for guests. You moved anyways. Okay, who else is a guest there? That's it. Okay. Boysai, big news. December 14th, Bezer Hashem, I am traveling to London just to be there with the Chevra of the Daf. They're doing a Siyum, I'm Sechtes Tainus. I'm going to be in London, and then the following day, I'm going to be in Manchester. I'm going so far with my good buddy and a very big part of this year, Reb Nachman Seltzer. So there are people that are coming along. I know some people in New York said they want to fly in just to see Nachman Seltzer, Reb Nachman Seltzer. I know there's going to be other people. Meanwhile, it's just the two of us. Anybody else is welcome, I guess. First, you have to ask Nachman if you're welcome. You're welcome from me. Get permission from him. Anyways, it's going to be epic. Epic. They're taking out the Liverpool Stadium, they said. It's going to be massive. It's going to be unbelievable. Unbelievable. Venice. No, seriously. They're taking this massive hall. It's going to be food and dancing and the red carpet. It's going to be unbelievable. Unbelievable. So a couple of things. I just want to... Yesterday, we had a big problem here in the sugya. Not a big problem, but it turns out that I was right a little bit when I said that a Talmud should not act, because Rashi says that's the preferred pshat. In fact, both art scrolls, I asked you guys what the art scroll says, both art, the English and the Hebrew say you shouldn't, but you have to know how to read. The English is a little complicated to read. He says you may not do, and then he says, or a Talmud. But he's the not do, it goes on the Talmud, because he goes with Rashi's preferred pshat. If you look in the bottom, that's preferred pshat. So that's that. But somebody sent me this morning, Tomer sent me this morning from Reb Sruli Bornstein. Unbelievable. He brought the Beis Yosef. I have to say this because it's Neget yesterday's daf and it's an amazing piece. The Beis Yosef, the only time in Shulchan Aruch and Beis Yosef that he talks about English dates is right there on that simon, and he brings the date of the, we were talking about the equinox, the Tkufa, 60 days. And he says the 60 days, we do December 5th, 4th, 6th. He says November 22nd is one of the dates. And why? Because he brings down that in the year, well, Reb Sruli explained that in the year 1582, October 4th jumped to October 15th. So if you had a birthday, October 6th, October 7th, you missed out. There's no anniversaries, that you're nothing. It jumped. And in Mela, it went from November 22nd to December 5th. It used to be November 22nd. Says Reb Sruli, guess what? Yesterday was November 22nd. When the Gemara brought this sugya of the Tkufa, November 22nd, we are November 22nd. So I figured we have to, can't miss a piece like that. All right, Raboisa, here we are. Oh, our sponsors. Okay, Masechtas Tainus is dedicated by the Kesslin Davis family before Shlema from Miriam Esther Bas Dvoira. Parnas HaChodesh of the Koilel is Chaim. So far, nobody jumped in. We're still looking. People could always jump in and be Mefarnas the Koilel, who's Mefarnas us with Torah. Parnas HaChodesh. Chodesh Kislev is sponsored by Yoili. Leadership is Dov Pinchas Ben Moshe, Leadership of Chom HaChayah from Bas Dov Pinchas, and Leadership was Yechiel Shraga Ben Avram HaLevi. Parnas HaChodesh, Reuven Klein, for his mother, Nechom HaBas Kolet. The Hannes Brothers, in honor of the... You read it. You read it. You know what? Shlofrak! Get over here. You have to read it. Then Asabzida and Crispin Benazara families and Shlomo Lazarian for inspiring us to join MDY. Lezeich Nishmas, Penino Pesel Bas Reb David, Yehuda Hanekman, in honor of my father, Abba H, and Yat Kislev. May we all have the strength to break through anything that confines our growth. Oh, this one is a good one. Listen. Oive. Sponsored by the Token Lubavitcher. You know what that is? Shlomi Klein, guard of the big closet. There's a closet that the Lubavitchers, they go in there and they don't tell anybody that they watch the shir. He's the guard of that closet. In honor of Yat Kislev, Yom Hilula of the Mezritcher Magid, Reb Dov Ber, that's for us Litvaks, he threw that in. And Chag HaGeula of the Alter Rebbe, Reb Shneir Zalman, the Balatanya V'Shulchan Aruch. L'shona Toiva B'limud HaChassidus, with Darkei HaChassidus, Tikoseiva V'Seichoseimu. That's how he finishes off here. Okay, you're shaking your head, you're familiar with that. Ephraim Wurtzman, in honor of Morty Grossberg finally caving and joining the cult shir. And also Chaim and Shlomi Wurtzman, the official MDY family. Anonymous, on the occasion of our, listen to this. Anonymous, I guess his wife watches. On the occasion, she's going to see this somehow. On the occasion of our 27th wedding anniversary today, Yad Kislev, our learning should be a great schos for Shalom Bayis. May we zoichah to celebrate many more anniversaries together. All the guys in the shir that have anniversary today, they're showing their wives. You see what I did for you? You see? Rafi Offenbacher, Lefuas Chaim Gavriel Ben Esther Chaim. Ben Esther Chaya, sorry. Lefuas Chaim Gavriel Ben Esther Chaya. The initial Yitzchok Leiv Ben Moshe Yaakov, a young 44-year-old who's nifter yesterday. And by the way, Rabbi Yisrael Rumi Leibowitz, your good friend, his son got engaged. You heard about this? His son Zevi, I believe he watches the shir. Mazel nu, a nigin for your friend. If you ever watch older videos, like from Krisis time, every morning, there was, good morning, Avrami Leibowitz, coming from Nachum Seltzer. Those were the days. It's only five people watching, and it didn't really matter then. Okay. All right, so Rabbi said today, we're going to discuss, is it okay for somebody just to fast because he wants to be a big tzaddik, to be misagif himself, roll around in the snow like the Ribnitz Rebbe, put rocks in your shoes, different sigufim, ta'anesim, is it okay? And what if a person has some sort of avera he wants to get rid of, is that okay as well? We're going to see fascinating stuff today. Fascinating gemaras. Omer Rav Yudah, Omer Rav Chiya, Daf Yudah Med Beis, 5 lines from the bottom. Again, the Gemara is also teaches us derech eretz and gives us good tips in life. Not so much halacha, and you have to. It gives you some ideas sometimes. Just like in a year of famine, there's not a lot of food going around, so you eat. You ration the portions. So too, when you're traveling, you should ration your portions. And there's a machloikis what the reason is. My taima. Over here, where we wrote the Gemara in Bavel, they said Mishum Mayana because of stomach issues. You don't want intestinal problems. You might not have enough food. You have to ration the portions. My benayu. So there's two nafkeminas going both ways. Each tam has one up on the other. Ike benayu the Yosef ba'arba. If you're in a ship, now. You still have to ration your portions. You don't know when you're going to arrive. You don't know what kind of issues and delays you're going to have. But in terms of traveling, you're not really moving that much. You're just sitting stationary, like on a plane. You're not traveling. So you don't have that issue. You go from one hotel to another hotel, from one, and there's food there. That breakfast service, all that. So you don't have to worry about food rationing. You have to worry about traveling because you are moving from place to place. Says the Gemara, Rav Papa, kol parsu, parsa ochel, chadarifta. Every parsa, he would eat a bread. Says Rashi, very interesting. Rav Papa was a balbasar. He was a heavy fellow. He was a heavy amoira, I should say. And he needed to eat, and he could eat. He could. It didn't do what it did to other people. Now, I don't know if this is appropriate. I'm just going to throw it out there. I was debating whether I should even say it. Rav Papa is very well known in Chas. He sold beer. So I want to say he has a beer belly. I don't know if that's the right thing to say about an Amira, but you can remember, Rav Papa was a little heavy. And Rashi explains that therefore the food didn't do much to him. So, the whole problem is that it's going to hurt your stomach, not food rationing. I don't have that issue. Says the Gemara. Omer Rav Yudah Omer Rav, 3 lines from the top. Kol Amar Avatzmei B'Shnei Ravoin, Nitzol Memisa Meshuna. If a person refrains from eating, the whole world is suffering from famine, you happen to have food, you take it easy on the food, so you're going to be saved from an uncommon type of death. Rashi says that what's a common death? Laying in bed and dying in bed. That's what the Malach HaMavis got Rishus to do, and people won't be upset at him. Anything else, a bullet like we had the other day, falling and buildings collapsing, those are Misa Meshunas. Shenemar Birov Potcha Mimavis. In Eiv, Birov Potcha Mimavis. The question is, Meirov Mibayle, I saved you from famine. Meirov, not Bi'in. Elohi Kalamar. In the famine, you were saved because you acted and you were able to feel the other's pain, and you didn't eat as much as you could have. Nitzal memisa meshuna. Omer Reish Lakish. Asur la'adam l'shamish mitasa b'shnei re'avayim. A person should refrain from relations during famine. Shenemar uli Yosef yulad shnei banim b'terem tavo ishnas harav. The Torah emphasizes and says that his two children were born. It's next week's parasha. His two children were born right before the famine, to tell us that during famine, Yosef wouldn't have relations. Ask Taisvus, Tap Taisvus. We know Yocheved is born during the famine, the second year of the famine. 2 years in other words, the pregnancy happened within the famine. Taisus' answer is, it's not a halacha, it's not, you're not mechuyev, it's a minhag chasidus, says Taisus. Other people, yes. Now, the halacha is that lel tefillah is mutter, and very, very interesting halacha. If somebody has a ben she'ein hagun, so we're talking about if you, to be mekayem pru revu, you're allowed to even in famine. What if a person has a son, but he's enoy hagun, off the derech or whatever? So the halacha is, you're not mekayem mitzvahs pru revu with that kid. Unbelievable halacha. And you're permitted to go ahead and have another child. And then another halacha is, if yitzrei takvai, then there's also a heter. Okay. I once gave a speech at it was a Sudas Haidah for my son here next door in Bnei Yeshivas. And it's really, I'm very close to this Rashi. I love this Rashi. There's a Rashi in Shmois in Perek Beis. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu, he looked out the window and he saw Klal Yisrael suffering. And the Torah says, V'yar b'sivloisam. And Rashi says, Lashon, Nosan Einov V'liboy Lius Meitzer Aleim. What is Vayar Bisiv Laisam? I think Rashi is saying, why does it say Bisiv Laisam? Vayar Siv Laisam. Moshe Rabbeinu saw them suffering. What's Bi? In. In means that he was literally in. He licked in the Tzar. His heart hurt when he saw Klai Yisrael. There's the concept of Noisib Alam Chaveri. When somebody hears a Tzara that happens to somebody, he's plenty sick. Somebody died. But to stop for a moment, to think for a moment, what does it feel to have that machla? What does it feel? That's what I mean. Nosan Einov Viliboy, not just Einov, Viliboy is heart. And that's what, this is the sugya. And we're going to see Moshe Rabbeinu again. The Gemara brings another example of that with Moshe Rabbeinu. But that's the idea that when there are people in pain, you shouldn't be having fun, you shouldn't be eating, you have to refrain from certain things. People that don't have children, so they weren't mekayim the mitzvah, they're permitted. Klai Yisrael is in a tzara. Let's say, Rahman Islam, we had the Holocaust. And you're saved. You run away to America. So what do you do in America? Do you go to restaurants every night? Klai Yisrael's over there. They're dying. What do you do? He says, I'm here, I'm saved, I can do whatever I want. Well, why is it my problem? Says the Gemara, no. The two malachim that are on your right, on the left, they put their hands on his head. Look at this guy. And these are the malachim that are supposed to save you, they're supposed to protect you, your bodyguards. Your own bodyguards turn on you and they point to you and they say, look at this person. He's not going to be able to see how this is a nechama. I'm going to go to my place, I'm going to eat and drink, and forget about it. If he does do it, so look at this pasuk first. What did I say? The pasuk says right before in pasuk Yudbeis, "Vayikra Hashem Elokim Tzvakos, Vayemahu Lefchiu Lemispeit." You should cry, Shehesped Ol Karcha V'Lach Yersak. act ba'avelos. And then the next pasuk says, v'hinei sasayim v'simcha. This guy is happy and joyous. Harik boker v'shchatzayim. He's killing animals to eat. He's making a barbecue. Achol basar v'shchatzayim. He's going to have castel. Achol v'shchatzayim kimachar namos. We're going to die anyways. Hashem says, look, it's a mess. You know what? Let's chaperayim. Final meal. Let's be v'simcha. Ma'aksiv basrei. So what does the pasuk say about this guy? V'nigla v'oznoi Hashem tzvakoi simichubar ha'ovein hazeh lochem atemusum. I'm not going to forgive this guy. Adkan midas binoinim. So Rashi explains, what does this mean, adkan midas binoinim? This guy believes in Hashem. He believes it's all over. He believes in Nevuah. Machar namos. He says, Mefurish, tomorrow I'm going to die. I might as well enjoy today. So he's a binoini. He's a decent guy. At least he understands that it's all over. What he does, what action, instead of opening up a Gemara and learning his last few hours, he has a massive meal. Okay, that's a problem. They don't believe that's going to happen. Let's get some wine. Let's get drunk with some old wine. And let's do it all over again tomorrow. In other words, they don't believe that tomorrow is going to be over. Let's do it again tomorrow. So what does it say about these guys? Atzadik Ovad, ve'ein ish som alev. The tzaddik is going to die and nobody's going to care. Ki mipnei ha'ra nesav ha'tzaddik. Why? The tzaddik, either HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want the tzaddik to see the tzar, like tzaddikim, they went before the war, the Chofetz Chaim, whatever, they didn't see the tzar. Or because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give them sechar in Olam Haba, it should be a pure sechar. Like we said, tzaddik, the big question, tzaddik viraloi, Rosh v'toivloi, the Gemara addresses it somewhat. Eliyatzar adam matzibur. A person should always act with the tzibur, even if you could. You're on a level, you're in a place where you could enjoy yourself. You don't have to have that tzar. No, you should be b'tzar with everybody else. Shekein mutzinu b'moshe rabbeinu shetzir atzmi matzibur. They say about a lot of gedolim. I think it was Ramosha Feinstein that, no, they say about the Chofetz Chaim. I think during World War I, he slept on the floor. He said, the soldiers are out there. I don't know where they are, where they're sleeping. If they're not sleeping on a real bed, I can't sleep on a bed, and he slept on the floor. I'm sure they say a lot of stories about it, a lot of gdolim like that. That's one that I remember. It says by Moshe Rabbeinu, the famous story, that he had to lift his hands, and they were able to kill Amalek. He didn't have anything soft that he could sit on. He had to sit on a stone. Once again, and this is the mid of Moshe Rabbeinu, he's a manim. A manim could feel the tsar of the tzibur. And over here you see also, he wouldn't sit on a nice comfy chair. He sat on a stone. Yes, I'm the ruler. I don't have to go to war. I'm older. I'm taking care of business. I'm the general from over here. But the general also has to be b'tzar somewhat. And if you act b'tzar with everybody else, these are things that, these are mamish relevant to today. All these things are relevant to today. Me made me. Who's going to see? I'm in my own room. I'm eating a steak there. Who's going to know about it? Says Gemara, Avnei Beis Shaladam, Mekoris Beis Shaladam. The walls, the ceiling. Rashi says Chofis is a half a brick. They used to build wood, half a brick. The inanimate object is going to testify against you. Like we saw the other day with the bar and the chulda. The bar could testify against you. The bar could kill you. Don't think that you're on your own. The Bei Rebbe Shila Amri. It gets even closer. Forget the walls. It's your bodyguards are going to turn on you and testify against you. Shenemar ki melocha v'tzavelach. Rebbe Chidka oimer nishmasa shel adam yidah. Even closer than the bodyguards. Within you, your own soul is going to, your soul. It's you. Your soul is going to testify against you. Whatever that means. I mean, it's testifying against itself. Shenemar, mishecheves chekecha shmor pischei picha. You got to be careful what you say, because your own soul could hear what you're saying and testify against you. Your own limbs will testify against you. Shenemar, atem eidainu mashem. Kelemuno ve'ein ovo. The Hashem of faithfulness, ve'ein ovo. There's nothing wrong. Kelemuno, kishem shenifra min harashom leilam abo. Afilo alaver kalosho oisin. Hashem pays back the Rishayim on the smallest of Averis. We want to bring the famous Gain again. We all know it. But it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a Din and a Cheshbon. So Din means every Aver that a person does, there's going to be a Din. So you pay up. You did this Aver. What does Cheshbon mean? What's a calculation? Why do you have to calculate? Did Aved Zara? You get paid for Aved Zara. Says the Vilna Gain that if you do Aved Zara, Hashem is also going to do a cheshbon with you. How come you weren't learning Torah during those 25 minutes of Aveda Zara? That's also part of it. So not only you get an Aveira, you get punished for the Aveira, but also Bittul Torah. He doesn't say Bittul Gmilas Chassadim for some reason. He says Bittul Torah. Okay? Going back to that, every day I get another email about that. At the end of the day, what?
Interesting, they don't mention Rus and Elimelech, but leaving, it's much a classic example.
That what?
That they left the Bishas Tzoro, Eretz Yisrael,
yeah.
Went to Mayav, they ate and they drank, and then everything fell apart. I'm surprised that it's like a classic example.
And you just reminded me about Reb Chanan Wasserman. Reb Chanan Wasserman was in America safe, and he went back to his Talmidim, and he died al Kiddush Hashem over there. Unbelievable. I don't know if it's the same thing. He wanted to be with his Talmidim when they were in such a situation. Once again, this idea. It's coming, it's like a hint, because the famous question Moshe Rabbeinu asked, why do you see tzaddikim that suffer in this world and Rishayim drive around in Rolls Royce and they have no problem? This is the idea, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of the tzaddik, he gets rid of all his things so that when he comes up there, it's nice and clean, he has a clean slate. Ve'in ovel, k'shem sh'misham sochel tzaddikim lo'lam abo, afilu al mitzvah kal shoysen, kach misham sochel Rishayim bo'lam hazeh, afilu al mitzvah kal shoysen. Shem says, let him ride it. Let him ride his wheels. Let him have his fun. We'll get rid of him here. We'll get rid of any mitzvah he's done. Let's get rid of it over here. And then in Olam Haba, unfortunately, it's no good for him. Tzadik v'yasheru. Amru. B'shas p'tirosh shel adam lebeis elamai kol masav. What does it say here? Nifratim. Nifratim l'fanav. Now we understand, like the Chofetz Chaim says, every technological advance that we have is to give us an example of what happens now. Today we understand we have video and all that stuff. They show you a video, they replay a video. Here's your life. What do you say about this? What do you say? You can't argue with it. Look, this is what you did. He can't argue. Sign off that's what you did. He says, yes, I deserve a punishment on that. You gave me, you're right, everything you gave me I deserve. I want to tell you about this Mesilas Yesharim. I mentioned a number of times. Here I have it in front of me. If you fast, you're a sinner. You think it's a great thing? Fast, it's great. So we're going to see in the Gemara a person that's able to fast easily. It's not such a problem. Person that's difficult for him, he's a chayt, he's a sinner. Don't think you're a big tzaddik, you're a sinner. Mrs. Yishar in Perigit Gimel brings this Gemara. Amru Sham Daf Yud Aleph, Kol Yosh B'Tanis Nikri Chayta. The whole pre-show, Perigit Gimel, talks about this thing. And it goes back and forth. On the one hand, it says you should enjoy everything, benefit everything from this world. You see the beautiful creation and enjoy it and better. On the other side, it says you never enjoyed even one finger. It goes back and forth. What's going on? So I'm just going to skip all the way to the end. And he says, all the way. He goes through the whole thing. And the last few lines in Perigit Gimel, you want to look it up, you can look it up. And he says like this, if it's not necessary, then you can refrain from doing it. But if there's anything that you need, for whatever reason it is, he says, any reason, you like good steak, you like good wine, you should benefit from it. If you don't, you're a sinner. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put these things on this world for you to benefit. Now, don't get involved in things you don't know about. Different tanugim that you know, that's a problem. Once you know about certain things, and you feel like you need it, don't refrain from it. This is the Mesillas Yesharim talking. And that kind of explains our Gemara here. Because I think we come in with another, different ideas. Tzadikim, the Prushim, they don't eat anything, they don't do anything, they're always in a fast. It's not so. It doesn't seem like that. If it's necessary, for whatever reason, this is your taiva now. People are going to argue with me. Doesn't mean that's a taiva. It means you have to. You're going to die otherwise. No, that's not what he means. If you don't indulge in that taiva, whatever it is, obviously a mutter taiva, then you're a chayta. He says it's very, a lot of klalim, a lot of, that's the basic, you want to read it differently than me, that's also fine. Now let's see in the Gemara. Omer Shmuel, kol ha-yoshev b'tayinus nikra chayta. If you fast, you're a sinner. Sovek ha-yitana d'tayin Rebbe Lozar Kaper b'ribi yoymer. Rebbe Lozar Kaper b'ribi, he's a gadol. Matam aloyimah v'chibbe olam ha-shechota ala nefesh. The Nazir, he needs forgiveness because he sinned on a nefesh. What did he do? All he did was he refrained from wine for 40 days. He's a great guy. Yeah, I'm a big bal taiva. I'm refraining from drinking. No, what? He killed somebody? A nefesh. You know what nefesh he was chayta with? Himself. When you refrain from wine, and when you're able to drink wine, and for no reason you don't drink wine, says the Gemara, you're a sinner. According to the Mesillas Yesharim, it's understood. Here's something that you enjoy. You have a reason to drink it because you like it. And you refrain, chayta. Valid dvarim kal v'chaymer. U'mazes shalit tzirat zmi elimin ayayin. Nikra chayta, you only refrain from one thing, one product. Tzirat zmi called dover v'dover. Person who fasts the whole day. Alach z'kam v'kam. He can't eat steak. He can't drink wine. He can't do anything. He's certainly a sinner. Rebbe Lazar argues. He holds like you guys. Nikra kadosh. No, refraining from all the stuff. You're a kadosh. Shenemar kadosh yia gadel peras aroisha. You see, the Torah calls him a Kaddish in the Pasuk of Nazar. Nikra Kaddish. This guy that only refrained from drinking wine is considered a Kaddish. If he refrains from all food, certainly he's considered a Kaddish. The Shmuel Nikra Kaddish. What's Shmuel going to do with the word Kaddish? He's talking about his hair. His hair, he cuts his hair off, and has Gdusha, he puts it in the pot, boils it, the whole thing. The hair is Kaddish, not it. Not him. He's a bad guy for refraining from wine. Unbelievable. It's different, I think, than everybody thinks. You think you give a shvach to a guy? Look at this guy. He has self-control. He doesn't drink wine. No. Now you can't tell it to the alcoholics. It says over here, refraining from wine and alcohol, you're Russia. Shouldn't refrain. No. That's different. Ahu agidu perak. Rebelazoa nikra chayta. Nikra chayta. It says in the Pasuk that he was chayta with a nefesh. V'chiper al masher chata ala nefesh. What nefesh was he chayta? Says the Gemara. Ahu disav nefshei. You know what nefesh? He touched a dead person. That's the nefesh. Yeah, it's talking about a person. He touched, another has to be careful with tumah, and he by mistake or whatever, he touched a dead person. That's his chet. Not that he refrained from wine. Ask the Gemara, mi amr b'lazar hachi, v'amr b'lazar. Loilam yomad adam atzmoi. Kilu kadosh sharoi b'toich meyav. As if his intestines are kadosh, says Rashi. Now, you have to see this Tosfos. This is a Tosfos you can never forget for the rest of your life. It says Tosfos, a person is kadosh. Why? Kilu kadosh ha-kadosh baruch hu. You hear what Tosfos says? Ha-kadosh baruch hu is in your stomach. Kav yachal. And you cannot, what's the word I'm looking for? No, the opposite. You can't, refrain is not the word, you can't deny. You can't deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in your stomach, food. It's not right. He needs it, kaviyachal. Rashi also says the same thing. Your stomach has Gdusha, you cannot deny the Gdusha, you can't make it weak. It needs strength. You hear? It's an unbelievable Tosfos. Understand it how you want to understand it. Like I said, these are gathas, but these are things to remember for the rest of your life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in your stomach, is in within. And by you denying him food, kaviyachal, you're showing you want to make him weak. You can't do that. Understand it. Wow. Yeah, we are a tzelem akim, but he says it even more. He's in your stomach. He doesn't say he's in your head. He's in here. In your kishkas. Hashem Baruch Hu licked in thy kishkas. Huh? That's right. And remember Tyson for the rest of your life. Yes. Yeah. I'll say over the joke. Why not? We don't have any jokes today. So they asked the kid, where's the Rebbeinu Shlom? Said, in the bathroom. Bathroom? He says, yes. My mother always knocks on the door and she says, Rebbeinu Shlom, get out of the bathroom already. They didn't hear you. These guys in the room didn't hear you. Okay? It's like my son-in-law thought that I'm the Rebbeinu Shlom. Okay, that's a different joke. Okay, Hashem, help me out. Fine, Zokta Gemara. Again, let's read it again because it's unbelievable. Loilam yomid adam atzmoy kilu, you should pretend, kilu kadosh shori b'toich meyav. A person should act as if kadosh, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in his intestines. Shenemar b'kirbicha kadosh v'le'ovay be'ir, that's the famous song we sang the other day, v'le'ovay be'ir, I'm not going to come to my dwelling place ad Loyovay Bir Shamalo at Shiovay Yushalim Shamalo at Shiovay Shalim Shlomato. Loy Kasha. So over here we see that you shouldn't, according to Rav Elazar, you shouldn't fast. It's not a good thing to fast. He said that you're considered a Kaddish. It's a big thing to fast. Says the Gemara. Loy Kasha. Had the Matzil Tzorin Avshay. If it's no big deal for him to fast, then you can fast. Had the Loy Matzil Tzorin Avshay. If it's hard for him, don't do that to your body. Rish Lakish Omar, Nikra Chassid. A person who fasts is called a Chassid, not a Kaddish. What's more, a Chassid or a Kaddish, Rabbi Isai? Chassid is greater than a Kaddish. He's considered a Chassid. Shenemar Goimel Nafshoy Ish Chassid. Rashi says in Hebrew, in modern day Hebrew, a person who no longer does drugs, let's say, says Nigmal. It's a Lashon of weaning, I don't like that word weaning, like abstaining from, like he no longer does it. So a person that's weaning, is that the word? Weaning is like in the process of detox, to get rid of, to no longer have this. Wean is the process of it. Okay. Shenema goyman asha ish chosid. To abstain. I would think abstain is a better word, maybe. Okay, fine. Goimel nafsho ish chassid. What does the Arshul say? You don't have one. Okay. All of a sudden, I ask what?
Ween.
Okay. They know better. Va'oicher she'eroi. So he's a chassid when he abstains from food. When he weans himself from food. Va'oicher she'eroi. But if he destroys his flesh, that's no good. Om Rav Shish. Hi, Barbei Rav. Dios betani. So a student, a Talmud who fasts. Leichol kalbul she'rusei. It's as if the dog ate his homework. The dog ate his food. You get zero credit for fasting. If you fast because you have food in front of you, you have a slice of pizza, you're not eating. So that's fat. But if the dog ate it, you have no choice. He ate it. Because you get no sechar. A Talmud should not fast. The Gemara says, but someone's brought down, I have to find where it is, the David HaMelech, because we had that famous Gemara in Brachas, the David HaMelech when he was Niftar on Shabbos, Shlomo HaMelech went to the Sanhedrin, the dogs, the whole thing. So it says, the David HaMelech, he would fast, but he didn't want people to know that he was fasting. So he gave the dogs his food. So that's why, the day he died, the dogs started crying. They didn't have food. So Shlomo HaMelech didn't know what to do. It's like, why are they crying? What's going on with the dogs? My father's dogs are crying. That's why he went to the Sanhedrin. That's why he's Zachman. Okay. But this idea of feeding the dogs, of fasting, etc. Omer Yirmi Barabo, Ain't Tanit Siba Bavavel, Ella, Betisha Bavavad. This fasting 24 hours and not wearing shoes and all the sigufim, that's only on Tisha Bavavel. Omer Yirmi Barabo, Mishlokish, Ain't Tamil Chacham, Shoy Leisha Betainis. Unbelievable. A person who learns Torah is not allowed to fast, Mipnei, Shimimayat, Bimelecha Shamayim, because you're not going to be able to learn Torah. Again, Torah, says Rashi, not Chesed. Okay, whatever. We're not going to. Nachamal. Reb Zalman Baran would fast many, many days And one time he broke his fast literally a half hour before Shkia, and they asked him why. He said because he had a hard Taisvis. He wanted to, it's better to break a fast and not finish the day that I can understand the Taisvis. Now, I got to tell you, there's some beautiful halachas here. If I can just get to them. No, by Reb Chaim is something else. I asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky if I should fast on my mother's yard site. He said, if you do, you shouldn't fast the first time so it doesn't become a nether and then continue from there. So that's what I did. But I think I did eat this past year because of this gemara right here. If I can't learn well, I can't prepare a shir, then Yotzes Chor Be'ev say the kind of thing. In Simen Tavkuf Ayin Aleph, there's many, many beautiful halachas. I just want to say them real quickly. It says like this, that you're permitted to fast if you have averis. And there's an amazing thing that we could take from, I have to find this inside. But meanwhile, I'm going to tell you this. There's something called, and I brought this down many times, but remember this. The best way to fast, the best way, if you want to do sigufim or anything like this, by the way, I printed this up for you guys. You could just look over here, the art scroll. It was yesterday's thing. See if you can read it, because it says no, but it's read as if it says yes. It says not to, and it says, you have to read it well. But here it is, I found it. There's something called Tainas Harayvin. This is the best way. If somebody wants to do sigufim, you eat a meal, and you're full, but you want to eat more. And then you don't eat that more. You stop. That stopping is worth more than a tainus, according to the Raivid. So if somebody wants to do sigufim or wants to do, that's what you can do. The Vilna Gaon says that a tainus dibur, that it's no. It's no. Read it again, it's no, not yes. According to the Vilna Gaon, tainus dibur is more than a real fast. And the Stibler said in the name of the Gaon, learning Torah and Gemilas Chasadim is more than fasting. So over here it says like this. I just want to read this Bir Halacha. And again, Simen Tavkuf Ayin Aleph. It's unbelievable here. He says, in the name of the Arizal, he found in the Saviyad of the Arizal, he says that once a week, a person should go and do his Baidedus. Beinu Levin Atzmai. This is before Ibn Nachman. They should do his Baidedus if you want to clear your Chataim. But then he says like this, that somebody that's Torah umnasoy should never fast. You should learn Torah. Torah is much more important. Should do tshuva, cry within the walls of your heart. Add a little Torah to your life. And listen to this, Rabbi. This is important to everybody. Torah is a mikvah which purifies us from averus. It's like fire. Don't go to meals, fancy meals, the stuff, Ishma Shabbos. But the bottom line is for us, we learn a little bit more Torah. That's Mechaper Averis, better than Tanesim. Says the Gemara, if a person accepted upon himself a fast by mincha time, let's say, you're allowed to eat the whole night. The fast starts, like right now, coming up. Asar B'Tavis, that's when we're traveling to England, whoever wants to come. Asar B'Tavis, the fast starts in the morning. You get up 4 in the morning, you can eat. But you're allowed to say, you're supposed to say, you have to say, Aneinu in Shmoneh Esrei. But what about Lam B'Tanisoy? Rabbi said, this is what it means. A person fasted his whole day. It's over. Asar B'Tavis is over. He could break his fast. And he says, no. I want to continue into the night. But he never accepted upon himself a fast. What are those night hours? Is that part of the fast or not part of the fast? And Mispal Shel Tainus, he should not say Aneinu, says the Gemara. The Gemara will explain why. What does he hold? Svir Lein Misanim Lashois, does he hold that a few hours of a fast is zero? So in other words, if I accepted myself to fast 5 hours, I can break my fast anytime I want, because it's not a real fast. And therefore you don't say Aneinu. No, you could fast for a few hours. However, it's not strong enough to say Aneinu. You could take a part, and this is how we pass. You could take a part of yourself a few hours of a fast. And you do say Aneinu if it's only for a few hours. In this case of the Gemara, he never accepted upon himself a fast.
Asar Batavis is over. He said, you know what? I'm feeling great. I'm strong as an ox. Let's go on another 5 hours. That's not a tainus. Tainus means beforehand, a few hours before, I accept by myself that in the night I'm gonna fast 5 hours. And if so, you cannot break those 5 hours and you say anenu the next day. Marukva ikla leginzak, nara Reb Akiva, it's Marukva, says Rashi. Bo menei, misan on the shoyz, hey, misan on the shoyz, could you fast a few hours? Lehav biyodei, didn't know how to answer. Kankanim shal nochrim, asur mar mutarim, if you have a barrel that had wine in it from the goyim, what about the blias? Could you use the barrel or not? Cheres, kli cheres. Very good. Lehav biyodei, he didn't know how to answer. B'meshimish moishu kol shivas imei amiluim, what kind of begodim? He wasn't the kohen gadol. Did he wear his weekday clothes? Lehav biyodei, he didn't know how to answer. Ozav v'shoa b'midrash, and they told him, Amrulei, hilchasa misan on the shoyz. Like we said, you could fast. A tainus could also last for 2 hours. Umispalim tefilas tainus. And if so, you say also another separate halacha. You say anenu. Vilchasok and kanim shal nochrim lachash neim also chodesh mutarim. After 12 months, the taste leaves the earthenware. And Rashi says, if you don't want to wait 12 months, you could put it in water, soak it in water 3 days. In other words, soak it for 24 hours, take it out, undo it, fill it up again for 24 hours, 3 times. B'meshimish moishir kol shivas yimei amiluim. B'cholok lavan, he wore special begadim. Have a wonderful day.